Okay, good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us for our learning this morning. It is a zechus to be learning together. So last week I spoke about Purim and Mishloach Manos, and I hope you had a happy Purim, a Freilichen Purim. I woke up Purim morning, and I said, you know what, I gave a whole shiur on Mishloach Manos and on Achtos and giving Mishloach Manos to someone that I don't normally give to. I posted the video of this on the short WhatsApp chat, and I said, you know what, I have to practice what I preach. I have to do. Sometimes I'll be in my house, my wife will say to me, do you listen to your own drushes? Okay, so in a loving way, and so I said, I have to do this. So I have a neighbor who, for whatever reason, we never really even spoke. Very busy with our children and with shul people. It's hard to find a time and space for anything outside of that circle. But I have a neighbor who's Jewish, he's not religious. I never really had even conversations with him. I said, I'm going to bring him Shalach Manos. I spoke about this. We made a beautiful, beautiful Shalach Manos. I knocked on his door. I think I woke him up. It's a Sunday morning. And I said, it's Purim today. Happy Purim. I said, this is really like a, not just a token of appreciation, but an apology. I've been living here 7+ years, and I never really came over. We never really spoke. I think my only interaction was him when my children threw the ball, and I went over the fence, and they climbed over the fence to get the ball and crushed his bushes. I said, hopefully this will be the start of a relationship, but you're Jewish, I'm Jewish. And he sticks his hand out. He says, I'm John, nice to meet you. I'm Sariel, nice to meet you. I gave him a beautiful beautiful Shalach Manos, and then an hour or two later, I was pulling up to the house, and he came by with the Shalach Manos. He clearly ran to Rite Aid. It was very nice. And then later on in the day, he was walking his dog, and he stopped, and we spoke. So it was great. The only problem with this whole thing was that any time anyone came to my house to deliver Shalach Manos, I'm thinking, are they just coming because they're angry at me? And they're trying to. It was in my head a little bit. But I hope we increase the brotherhood and achva of Ereus, and hopefully I will continue to do that. It shouldn't be a once a year idea on Purim. Today, I want to talk about the Korban Todah. No major chidushim, but it's something that I'm very passionate about. The Korban Todah and the corresponding tefillah of Mizmor Lasoda. It's a very short tefillah, which we spoke about because there were times where we were saying that chapter of Tehillim, that kapitel of Tehillim, during the war between Mincha Maariv. The Korban Todah appears in the Parsha, and I became very passionate about this really for the first time at a student's wedding. A close student of mine got married. It was a very large wedding, and at the chuppah, at one point in the chuppah, they had big screens on the side, and the father of the chassan said, I'd like everyone to please stand. Now, chuppahs are all basically the same. There's not a lot of room for creativity in a chuppah. Now you're hearing Tehillim since October 7th, singing the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, but a chuppah it's turned into a whole concert with the number of songs that are sung, but it's pretty, there's a routine to the chuppah. Yes, everyone to stand. They had the chapter of Mizmor Lasoda up on the screen, and they had everyone singing it together. There must have been 400 or 500 people at the wedding. The place was booming. He didn't explain what was going on. Afterwards, I asked, and I tried to learn, research, better understand the Mizmor Lasoda. It's very, very powerful. I want us to learn just two psukim and a rashi and a medrash on the Korban Todah and try to develop an appreciation and hopefully something that will be meaningful for us. The Torah tells us in the first source, it's in this week's Parsha Sav, Perek Zayin. The introductory verse, the introductory pasuk says, V'zos Toras Zevach HaShlomim Asher Yakriv LaShem. This is the Shlomim. We know there are many types of korbanos. A Shlomim is a korban which is eaten. The meat of the korban is eaten. Normally a korban Shlomim is eaten for 2 days and an evening, day, night, and day. So if the korban was brought in the afternoon, you'd eat the korban that day, that night, and the next day, up until sunset. It's a korban shlamim. You can't have any leftovers. All of the meat of the korban has to be consumed. The next pasuk tells us the different types of shlamim. Im al todo yakrivenu. If you're bringing the korban, if you're bringing makriv, you're sacrificing the korban as a todah rabah, as a thanksgiving korban. And the Torah tells us what you bring. The hikrav al zevach atoda, chalos matzos pelulos bashemen. You have some kind of matzah, or kike matzos, mishuchim bashemen, another type of matzah in oil. The soles merkeves, chalos pelulos bashemen, and cakes. Some kind of cakes. It's interesting. We'll come back to this at the end. Why this korban had both matzah and chametz, which is very interesting. Normally we have chametz and we don't have matzah. We have matzah and we don't have chametz. This korban was specifically comprised of both matzah and challah. Okay, this is a korban todah. Rashi tells us who brings the korban todah. Rashi says, "Im al dvar hoda al nes shenasalo." If this was brought, the korban todah was brought in a miracle. A miracle. What kind of miracle? Kigon, it's not just a miracle, but something positive. Kigon yorde hayam, it was very dangerous to travel. Very dangerous to travel. A person had to travel overseas. V'holche midbaros, a person needed to traverse the desert, also was dangerous. Chavushe beis asurim, a person is imprisoned and they're released. We're not talking about a person who committed a crime. We're talking about a person who is wrongfully imprisoned. The cholash and esrape, someone who is ill and is healed, recovers from their illness. We know this from Bench and Gomel, right? Shehem tzrichin lohodos. Those four people have to give a special sense of gratitude, of akar satov, to be modet to Hashem. Shekasavan, the pasuk in Tehillim, Parakuf Zayin says, Yodu Hashem chasto v'nifla osav livnei adam. A person should speak out the chesed of Hashem and speak out the wonders of Hashem. He should tell it to everybody. V'yizbechu zivchei toda. And he should bring the korban toda. The korban toda was brought for those four people primarily. A person who traveled overseas through the desert, person who is released from wrongful imprisonment, and a person who recovers from an illness, they bring a korban toda. Imal achas me'ela, says Rashi, nader shlamim halalu. If from one of these things a person brings this korban shlamim, shalmi todahu, it's called the shalmi toda. It's the korban shlamim of the toda. And tu'unos lechem ha'amor binyan, you need to bring bread and matzah. And now Rashi tells us a chiddush, which I'm sure you've heard this at some simcha speech. Ve'en echalam ela liyom v'layla. Different than most korban shlamim. Most korban shlamim, as I said, are eaten. You have 2 days and a night, day, night, day. The korban toda was unique that you only had a day and a night to eat it, which means if you brought the korban toda in the afternoon, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you had the rest of that day, and you had the night, and by sunrise, or maybe alosa shachar, the next day, you had to be finished eating it, and there was a serious prohibition if there was any leftovers. The Mefarshim point out, I'll just mention this parenthetically, that the reason this was done, and this was unlike the other korbanos, is because they wanted you to have to enjoy it and celebrate the salvation with other people. If you needed to eat, it was 40 loaves of matzah and challah, and all the meat from the korban, and you had to eat all that in a very short window of time. Like if I needed to finish all the candy and cake and cookies in my house from Shalach Manos right now, I couldn't do that by the end of the day unless I invited the entire shul and OE and AA and Aguda. As much as my children are going to eat all the candy. It's impossible. The only way to do it would be to invite everybody over. So Chazal, or the Torah really said, you're going to celebrate your salvation, don't do it alone. Get more people. A, the way we really celebrate is with other friends, and also that publicizes the miracle. This was unique about the Korban Todah, other than other Shlomims. Okay, this is the Korban Todah. The Medrash says something fascinating, which has relevance to halacha. The Medrash in source number 3 quotes right, Pinchas, Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Menachem de Galia, and they say as follows: La'asid lavo, kol ha'karbanos b'teilim. La'asid lavo, Mashiach is going to come b'meheira b'yameinu, and are we going to have to bring in karbanos anymore? Says the Medrash, no. All the karbanos we nullify. There's no more karbanos. However, korban toda eino bato. Fasting. The only korban that we're going to bring. La'asid lavo, Mashiach is going to come be'ezras Hashem quickly. Quickly. No more korbanos. The korban toda will still be brought. There, says the Medrash, call it tfilos betelos. La'asid lavo, we're not going to have to daven anymore. Ha'hoda in a betela. The tefillah of hoda, of mizmor lasoda, will never be nullified. So it's fascinating. There's a korban chatas and a korban asham. There are all these different korbanos. La'asid lavo, no more. All the tefillos, we daven a lot. Tefillos, there's not going to be ashrei. There's not going to be az yashir. There's not going to be shtabach, shma, shmon esrei. But the tefillah of hoda, Mizmor Lasoda, that will not be batel forever. And the Mishnah doesn't explain why. Why should that be? What's so unique about the Korban Todah? That's really the question I want to discuss today. What's so unique, about the Korban Todah over all the other commands? Korban Todah is just a few psukim in the Torah. Vayikra, Tzav, Shmini, Tazriyam. There's a lot of psukim, a lot of different korbanos. There's full mesechtas about the korbanos, kachim, a whole seder and shas. All that gone. No more. We don't need that lust of love. But Korban Todah is still here. Why is that? It happens to me, this plays out la'alacha. There's a lacha that a lot of people don't know. If you turn the page to source number 4, Shulchan Aruch writes, Mizmor Lasoda, Yesh Lo Omra Bin Negina. We're supposed to sing Mizmor Lasoda. Why? Shekol Hashiros Asidos Libatel Chutz Mi Mizmor Lasoda. Well, this is the only one that's going to be left. It's so important. It's so critical. It's so crucial. It's going to be left. Leaving Las Lavo. So you should sing it. Now, does anyone here sing Mizmor Lasoda? See, I would actually argue that the people in this room could be the ones who do sing it. It's hard enough to say all psukim Zimra in shul. If davening goes more than 33 minutes in the morning, people start to, people said to me recently, Rabbi, your Shmoneh Esrei has gone a little too long. We got the train to catch. I understand. We don't sing it. The question is, why not? There's no good answer. There's no good answer why we don't sing Mizmor Lasoda. Rav Shlomo Zalman, Auerbach, Zechitzah Gavracha, was very bothered. He said, you go to certain shuls and they sing Kiddusha, they even sing Kel Adon, like that's such a big chiddush. Even shuls by the Chassidim, where they're singing a lot of davening, you don't hear people sing Mizmor Lasoda. He says, I don't understand why. Maybe we don't know the exact tune. That's not such a great reason, because we sing a lot of things. You just pick whatever the most contemporary. Some people like slow, some people like fast. For whatever reason, I don't have a good reason why Mizmor Lasoda is not normally sung. But when I asked my student's father during the wedding, why do you sing Mizmor Lasoda? What was it? He goes, what do you mean? It's in the Shulchan Aruch. I said, what are you talking about? He goes, you're a rabbi. Look in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says we should sing it. I don't know why we don't sing it. I do know that people are in a rush during the week. We don't say Mizmor Lasoda on Shabbos. It could be the people here, with the exception of one or two of you, are not usually in shul during the week. You could actually take the time and sing Mizmor Lasoda with whatever tune you want. Don't send me the recording, but you could sing Mizmor Lasoda. But I don't understand why it needs to be sung. What's so incredibly important? It's a beautiful tefillah. Thank you, Hashem. Hariyul Hashem kol haaretz. Ivdu as Hashem b'simcha. But what's so powerful, so unique about the Korban Todah and Mizmor LeTodah that it's never going to be nullified and that we sing it, it's said besimcha, why is it? So I saw a beautiful explanation which I wanted to share with you. In a sefer of Rav Eliyahu Baruch Finkel, was a great Maggid Shir in the Mir, they have many of his svarim now with beautiful, beautiful Divrei Torah. He passed away a few years ago. And after he passed away, they're pumping out incredible svarim of his. And he points to a Ramban. And this Ramban is actually the paragraph before the Ramban that we saw 2 weeks ago. Remember, we saw 2 weeks ago the Ramban said that the from the open miracles, we see the hidden miracles. The paragraph before that in the Ramban, I want to learn the lines in the Ramban together. It's a very foundational Ramban. The Ramban in source 5, you have the Hebrew here, you have the English underneath. The Ramban says as follows. L'fichach Amru, he's quoting a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says, have a zahir b'mitzvah kala k'bechamura. The Mishnah in Avos says, be careful about easy mitzvos, light mitzvos, as you are for the more serious mitzvos. Says the Ramban, shekulon chamudos v'chavivos ma'od. They're all precious. They're all special. Why? Says the Ramban, this is so important. Shebekol shah adam modeh bahen leilokav. Every minute, every moment that a person's engaged in a mitzvah, he's modeh bahen. Modeh means two things. Modeh means to admit, and it also means to thank. Modeh. Modeh manach nulach. Every moment that we're engaged in a mitzvah, in a halacha, it means we're being modeh to it, we're acknowledging it, we're admitting, we're recognizing its importance, and we're also thanking Hashem. V'kavanas kol ha-mitzvos. What's the point of all the mitzvos? The intent of all mitzvos? Shenamin belokeinu, we should believe in God. V'noda elav, and to thank Him. Shehu Baranu, that He created us. The point of all the mitzvahs. Now, certain mitzvahs are attacking a different point and are trying to instill in us a different midah and a different value. Not every mitzvah is exactly the same, but the root of mitzvahs is to come to a recognition, a belief, and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating us. V'hi kavanas hayetzira, that was the point of our creation. She'ein lanu tam acher b'yitzia harishona. There was no other purpose to creation. V'ein kel elyon chafetz b'tachtonim. God wants nothing. Chafetz, He wants nothing from us. Milvad she'yeda ha'adam. That a person should know Him. V'yoda, yoda lelokav she'bera'o. That we should thank Hashem for creating us. God wants nothing more than for us to recognize and thank Him for creating us. The kavanas romus hakol betfilos, the purpose of davening. The kavanas batei haknesios, the point of shul. V'zuchus tfilas harabim, the merit of tfila is sheyehei lebnei adam makom yiskabtsu v'yodu lakel. What's the point of tfila? Yes, shul. It's also for social purposes, for sure. And we get give each other chizuk. And to create a community, that the real purpose of shul is to have a place where we can gather the yodu lakel and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shabaram that He created us, the himtziyam, and He put us here, the afars muzeh, and we could publicize that barabim. We could do it in our house for sure, but to do it together is a way to publicly acknowledge and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the point of the mitzvah, which is why we start a mitzvah with Baruch Ata Hashem. The point of mitzvahs are to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for putting us into this world. Based on this Ramban, Rav Eliyahu Baruch Finkel says, this is the idea. With the Korban and I put the whole paragraph here because I want to read it together. If you take a look at the third line in Source 6, I think this is really, really powerful. The Nira, he says, the middle of the line in Source 6, the third line, this in here lies the difference between the Korban Todah and other Korbanos. Dehine, kola karbanos, what's the point of a korban? In yanim hu lahashlim, ulasakein chesronos. The point of a korban is to fix, to complete, to rectify our shortcomings. Chatas v'asham al asher pagam b'chet. We sinned. So if we sin, there's something lacking. We have to fix. We have to rectify. The way we do that is through a korban. Ola, korban ola, amasha pagam b'bitol asay. A korban ola comes because we didn't do a mitzvah asay. The hurhuri alev, or we fantasized about doing an avera. V'gam shlamim, even a korban shlamim, is there lahashlim, to complete. Kedivrei Rashi, Parshas Vayikra, last week's Parsha, Shematilim Shalom Balam, it brings peace into the world. There's something lacking. The Korbanos fixes it. V'lachin, V'inyan Shalom Zeu Shlemus. Peace, it completes us. V'lachin, Lasid Lavo, in the days to come, in the times of Mashiach, Shalom Kulo Yehe Mesukam B'Shlemus, the world is going to be complete. We don't need to complete anything, Lasid Lavo. Point of Lasid Lavo of Mashiach is that the world is complete, so we don't need a korban. Yehi mesukan b'shlem shuv lo yitzarach tikun. We don't need to fix anything. Umemela, therefore yisbatlu kol korbanos. We don't need korbanos. The point of the korbanos is to fix the problem. You sinned. You didn't do a mitzvah. There was fighting. You had fantasized about an avera. There's none of that in the world when Mashiach comes. However, Mashenkin Korban Toda, she says, Tachlis Kol Yetziras Adam. Korban Toda is the point of creation. The reason we're created is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Lasid Lavo, everything is complete, but if we're still here, the point of we're here is to be Moda, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we still need the Korban Toda. He says the same thing is true when it comes to Tefillah. The point of Tefillah, and there's a lot to say about this, is for us to recognize where we are, to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our davening. When we daven for things, we realize what we're lacking. And we're realizing how much we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not going to need that when Mashiach comes. Things are going to be perfect. But as long as we're here in some capacity, we need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This happens to be so hard for people. We are so good at complaining. It's very hard to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, I go to a lot of weddings now, Baruch Hashem. It's a big zuchus. And what's the typical thing you hear after a wedding? How was the traffic? The traffic was so bad. Can you believe they made the chasna on the sands? I mean, what a chutzpah. They didn't take my schedule into consideration. Oh, the music was so loud. What's going on with the music today? I can't hear for 3 days. I have headache. And the chuppah slept. It was a 6 o'clock, 7:30 chuppah on a Tuesday night, which doesn't start till 8:15. And they needed three songs with every, you know, flower girl that walked down. And the valet parking, I mean, I waited 20 minutes. We complain all the time. We complain. How's the food? How's the food? So either you hear, food wasn't so good. They just spent, they took out a second mortgage to give you a smorgasbord, and if food wasn't so good. Or, if the food was really good, we can't appreciate. What do we have to say? Oh, so over the top. Can you believe people are throwing away their money? It was so over the top. I mean, I was so uncomfortable just looking at the food. We complain, we have a very hard time with this. We have a very hard time. The Korban Todah was brought for those four scenarios, but it's there to train us to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything, to get into the habit of saying, yeah, I was at a chasna. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. Our grandparents, our great-grandparents didn't dream of such chasnas. They didn't think there'd be another Jewish couple. Unbelievable, the continuity of Jewish people. Oh, and they fed me. I got to go. I had a great time. I danced. I saw my friend. It's very challenging for us to get into the habit of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's why we were created. We were created to recognize Hashem, to believe in Hashem, and thank Him for everything that we have. In my shiur on Rav Pinkus, on Tefillah, it was such siyata d'shmaya. We saw an amazing paragraph this week, which changed my my perspective. I want to read it inside also in the next page in source 7. We've all been to probably a Sheva Brachos or two dozen or an Ufruf where they quote the line of the Chazal at Kashel Azavgan Kakriyas Yamsuf. We've heard that. God, it's hard. It's hard. Whatever that means, it's hard. It's difficult. It's hard to Hashem to create Shiduchim, to be Mezavig Zivugim like it was Kriyas Yamsuf. But the Chazal also say something else, which no one quotes. Chazal say that Kashem Mizonosov Shel Adam Kakriyas Yamsuf. It's as difficult, as challenging for Hashem to give people sustenance, to give people food, Parnasa, as it is for Kriyas Yamsuf. And says Rav Pinkus over here, take a look at that. And this is in source 7, the top of page 3, the end of the second line. He says, Divrei Chazal Elu Heim Lahalacha Ulamaisa. This is not just an agadata. This is not just a nice thing that we could say over at a Sheva Brachos. It's true. Halacha Lamaisa. What does that mean? He said, Nidme Latzmeinu. Everyone, close your eyes and conjure up the following image. Im hayinu anu miyotze Mitzrayim. Imagine we're those who are leaving Mitzrayim. It's very important to try to picture these things. The big tzaddikim did this. They said that Reb Chatzka Levenstein, who was Mashgiach in the Panovich Yeshiva, one year on Shvi Shal Pesach, they were in the basement downstairs, and they heard, you know, like dancing. They heard the stomping of the feet upstairs. They went upstairs, and he took all the benches and stenders in the basement upstairs, and he put them into two rows, and he was marching through, trying to conjure up an image of him going through the Yamsuf. We do this at the Seder, right? People have the little frogs and props to keep the kids engaged for shtick, but it's also to try to put ourselves into that mindset. So he says, Nidme Latzmeinu, imagine we were those who were leaving Mitzrayim. Achar meos shanim shul avdus nora. You had never tasted a moment of freedom in your life. Anyone who left had never tasted a moment of freedom. Imagine. Okay, we could picture this a little bit. That when the hostages went free and Be'ezras Hashem, the rest of them will go free. And they when they were freed, it was around 50 days, 45 days that they were freed. Now imagine all of life was in slavery. Imagine. V'galanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misham B'nisim Gluyim V'niflam. And God redeemed us. He took us out with the most wondrous open miracles. We crossed the Yamsuf. U'l'besov kasher radav paro achrein. When paro was chasing after us. B'shetzev ketzev with anger. L'harogo someone to kill us. Al olaleinu v'tapeinu us and our children. We're being chased. V'hayam hanora ha'otzer ba'adenu. This awesome body of water, which is preventing us from going, nikra, it splits, v'hofeich le'yabasha, and it turns to dry ground, v'overmanu bo b'charava, and we cross the Yamsuf. Imagine you were one of those people. What would your Az Yashar look like in the morning? I mean, there wouldn't be enough time in the day. There wouldn't be enough time in the day. Im hayinu anu min ha'olim me'hayam, hari vadai shehayinu omrim shira. If we were one of the people who crossed that, certainly we would sing that shira behislavos noro besimchat suma with an incredible inspiration, energy, and happiness. Right? I don't think there's any doubt that we can't even describe. So says Rav Pinkus, well, if that's true, that kashem mizonosav shel adam kakriyas yamsuf, that it's as wondrous, as miraculous, as difficult, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give a person parnasa, to give them food, as it is to split. We don't see that because we're used to it, because we have it. But if that's true, and Chazal say it's true, which means it is true, then he says, unbelievable. The Kshaba Adam Lebeso, person gets home. Vine Aruch Lefan of Kol Tov. He has everything. She has everything. Lo chasil on mizonos. We're not missing food. Philo bigud, we have clothing. Lo ulbim beso for you and for your family. Hare zek kriyas yamsuf mamish. That is the kriyas yamsuf. That's kriyas yamsuf. We go home today after the shir. We're going to have lunch. You open the fridge. There's mizonos there. We wake up in the morning, we could open the closet, or for me, look at the chair in my room where my clothes are on. But you look at the closet, we have clothing. That is Kriyas Yam Suf. That's Kriyas Yam Suf. Vayidei Ktsas Machshava, through a little bit of contemplation, Yuchal Liknos Lo Hargashazu, we could acquire this feeling. It's hard because we've most of us, I assume, grew up and have lived our whole lives with mizonos and with parnasa, but we can't take it for granted. I learned that this past Sunday as I was giving out a lot of money in Matanos of Yonim, which was given by you. It wasn't my mitzvah. I was just the shliach to people in town who don't have. Mizonos. Tom Cheshavish has added five new families, which means they simply can't afford the basic necessities for Shabbos. When you think about it like that, we appreciate a little bit more that it's not so simple. In our communities, it's more the norm. But if we contemplate it, we could come to that argasha, and look what he says. V'tzarech kol echad lehisragel. Every person needs to get accustomed. Kishaposech es hamikarer. When we open the refrigerator, oh, Aron Babayis, the pantry. V'roa sham birchas Hashem. We don't see milk and cheese and bagels and donuts. We see the brachas of Hashem. Kol tuv, all good. Yisakev rega, pause a minute. V'yomer la'atzmo, and say to yourself, me'ayin li kol zeh. Where does this come from? Where does this come from? Umi nasan lizos. Who gave this to me? This is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kama chen v'chesed parish kan. How much kindness and chesed is there right here in my house? V'yachol ani lehanos mizeh. And I could benefit from this? I could drink this cup of coffee? Hari ini kedai afilu l'mashu mikol zeh. I'm not kedai. I'm worthy of this. Well, because I do some chesed. And I come to a shir, I'm worthy? No. The yakir bezev, the yashiv alibu afil rega lomar shir. We would sing shira. If Chazal say it's as challenging or as difficult, as miraculous as crossing the Yam Suf, mizonosov shaladim, having mizonos, having food, having parnas, having clothing, we would walk around all day with shira. We wouldn't complain. This goes so well with the concept of the Korban Todah. The Korban Todah was the purpose of our creation was to come to a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's challenging. It's challenging for us. It takes some work. It takes some practice. It's a muscle that we have to flex. There's an old story or joke that there was an old man in a hospital and he was complaining. He says, I have to leave this. You have to get me out of here. I have to leave this facility. I need to go to a different hospital. They said, doctor comes in or the nurse and says, "What's wrong? Is the care not good?" He said, "Oh, the care is fine. I can't kvetch. Is the room's not comfortable? Is the room no? The room's comfortable. I can't kvetch. The food? How's the food? Is the food the problem?" He says, "The food's not a problem either. I can't kvetch." So he said, "What's the problem?" He said, "I can't kvetch. We." Just in so many, and I'm sure we could all think of, like, at least don't say it out loud, at least five people who that story could be said about. We'll keep that to ourselves. We have to get into the habit of recognizing the good of a... Now, it doesn't mean if there's problems, we can't complain about it and try to make things better. But all the good we have, and it's so the good is so much more than the negative, to get into the habit of Korban Todah, Mizmor Lashem, Hariel Lashem Kalaretz, with other people. And I'll conclude with a beautiful idea of Rav Schwab. I'll say it over outside. Rav Schwab says, and we mentioned this in the beginning, why both Chametz and Matzah? Why both Chametz and Matzah? So he said that Matzah, we're going to come to Matzah soon, matzah represents the open miracles, the Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's matzah. Chametz is the day to day, the grind that what we're used to. He says the reason the Korban Todah had chametz and matzah is don't think you only have to bring a Korban Todah or say Mizmor L'Soda with matzah type of miracles. Matzah, the open miracles, then we'll have a Korban Todah. Even the chametz. Even the chametz, even the regular, even that which is common, even the chametz we see all the time, we engage in it, we eat it all the time. Even the things like the food, like the clothing, like the breath we take to get in the habit of bringing a Korban Todah today, saying a Mizmor L'Soda, even for the chametz, the regular, the mundane, that which we have, we see and we don't think twice about. I think if we get in the habit of the Korban Todah, of the Mizmor L'Soda, understanding that it's the purpose of creation, while even Lasa Lava, we're not going to have to fix anything, we're not going to have to daven, we're not going to be any korbanos, there's no pagan, there's no blemish, there's no tikkun, there's nothing to rectify, but it's why we were created, we would sing Mizmor L'Soda. We would maybe get together and sing Mizmor L'Soda. We'd sing it all the time, we wouldn't stop singing it, and hopefully we'll be able to internalize this, and we'll be able to live a life of Mizmor L'Soda, of a real Hashem Kol Haaretz, with everyone all together. We don't have a lot of time. We have to gather together to celebrate the miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and through that we'll be able to live a much happier life. Thank you so much for coming. I know this is going to hopefully make some people happy and not scare others. I put the OU Pesach guide on the table.